cannot do all the good that the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do. Yana Stanfield. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. I hope you had a great week. I definitely did. I had a really good week, and my weekend was very relaxing. So this week we're going to be talking about the good deed savings, and I have a couple of questions to ask. How often do you do a random act of kindness? How intentional are you about offering kindness? Is it every day, every week, every month, every year? Is there a hidden motive behind your acts of kindness? And has this lockdown period stopped you from rendering acts of kindness? So, in my opinion, I think being kind is not something that comes naturally to the vast majority. It's easier to be unkind than to be kind. Being kind requires effort, but it is definitely worth it. The world is a really dark place, and we ought to brighten it as often as we can to the best of our abilities. Displaying acts of kindness is the first step in making the world a better place. Doing good deeds not only benefits the recipient, but it also benefits the doer. Now, some people think that acts of kindness has to be a grand gesture, like buying someone a house or donating thousands of dollars, though that would be nice. But that's not really true. Small acts of kindness actually go a long way because you may be changing someone else's life. Every little act counts, be it buying a person a cup of coffee, getting food for someone who's homeless, donating toys to children who can afford it, offering help to someone in need, volunteering in various organizations, assisting the elderly. Something as simple as holding the door for a stranger also counts. Buying gifts for your loved ones and even strangers, donating money to someone who needs help, praying for someone. Really, the list is endless, but every little act counts as an act of kindness. So science has actually proven that doing good deeds has an effect on our emotional and physical well-being. Some of these benefits include stress reduction, and the brain releases more endorphins, so we're kind of happier when we do something good for someone else. It makes us live longer. I definitely want to live longer. And it also promotes mental health. I think this is definitely true because I feel happier and motivated when I help people. And then I'm motivated to do more. I want to do more. You know, there's this happy feeling you just get when you help someone else, when you know you're doing good. I can't explain it, but I agree totally with science this time. And I want to know, does this happen to you too? If those science benefits still doesn't motivate you to do good, other benefits of kindness include 1, karma. Some of you may not believe in karma, but I know that you definitely reap what you sow. If you sow good deeds, you'll reap the benefits, and vice versa. So wouldn't it be nice to start investing in people, because you never know what the future holds? Your good deeds may save you or your descendants in the distant future. You never know. 2, self-growth. Doing good deeds also helps by developing your character. You start to think less of yourself and more of others. You're more focused on how you can help people instead of thinking of what you can benefit from people. A kind heart births meekness and humility, and that is what Jesus wants. 3, motivation. Acts of kindness help you develop a greater sense of purpose. It helps you see the world from a different perspective and makes you appreciate the things you have. Like you're looking at yourself in your house with electricity, good food, a good job, and there's a homeless person who can't even afford the basic things, and you feel privileged. You tend to be more thankful. You tend to redirect your focus and stop thinking less of yourselves, and you appreciate the things you have. And it helps us look for more ways to play a more significant role in the world and making it a better place. 4, savings account in heaven. This is the best part. Every good deed you do on earth counts. It is being stored up in your savings account in heaven. Jesus said in Mark 10:21, "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." So basically, this means that whatever you have on earth shouldn't be so precious to you that you can't let it go. You have to be willing to help others. You have to be willing to be kind, and it has to come naturally. And you have to make the effort. You have to stop investing in material things and start investing in people, because that's the only way you can score points in heaven. And if scoring points in heaven isn't an incentive, then I don't know what is. Now, relating this topic to Bible characters, the first story that comes to mind is the story of David and Jonathan. We all know Jonathan and David, right? And just in case you don't know, so Saul was the first king of Israel, and he had a son, Jonathan. And when David killed Goliath, Saul decided to honor him. And anyway, cut the long story short, David and Jonathan developed this friendship. Jonathan was a prince, right? But he was very kind, he was humble, he was really good to David. They were best friends. I mean, when his father said he was going to kill David, Jonathan actually went to tell David and tried to save David's life. So that's how good Jonathan was. And fast forward to many years later, when David took over the crown from Saul and became king, he then remembered the act of kindness, or so many acts of kindness actually, that Jonathan had shown him. And then he told his servants to go find any living relative of Jonathan so he could, you know, reciprocate the kindness that his father had offered. And that's where he found Mephibosheth. That's a son of Jonathan, and he brought him to his kingdom and gave him nice things. He was like, "Oh, you're gonna be sitting at the table with me," because he never forgot the kindness Jonathan offered to him, and that's why you reap what you sow. So Mephibosheth was reaping the benefits of the fruit his father Jonathan had sowed. So that's why it's important, you know, to be kind and invest in people rather than material things, because at the end of the day, people really matter. Another story actually that comes to mind is the story of the good Samaritan that Jesus narrated to the people, where a man was walking on the road and he was robbed, beaten, and left hurting. And the first man passed and ignored him, the second passed and ignored him, and a Samaritan came and he stopped to help because he had compassion. And Jesus asked his disciples that which one proved to be a neighbor, and everyone obviously knew it was the good Samaritan. And Jesus said that is what it means to be kind. You know, you don't know who needs your help. Sometimes a person might not say they need your help, but you have to ask, "Are you okay?" You know, that's the simplest act of kindness, asking someone if they're okay, because sometimes a person just needs to talk and then they feel better. It's as little as that. So you just picking up the phone to check up on someone is an act of kindness. It's you being a good neighbor. and it's you being a good Samaritan, and it definitely scores you points in heaven. So you really want to do that.
So I'd like us all to reflect and question ourselves. Are we storing up treasures on earth or in heaven? What matters more to us? Things or people? Are we doing enough good deeds? If you die tomorrow, do you think, oh yeah, I've changed the world in the little way that I can? I've helped people. I feel so much better. You go to sleep every night knowing that you've done the best you can. What values are most important to you? We need to remember that where your treasure is, that's where your heart lies as well. So think about it, guys.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Ticking with Purpose. I hope that with this topic this week, we try to render more acts of kindness in the little way that we can. Even if we're at home, it's as simple as donating to someone, or like I said, pick up the phone, check up on a friend or a loved one, or even a stranger, you know, someone online who needs your help. And guys, I need to tell you about this app. If you haven't downloaded the YouVersion app, you should. Because that's like the easiest way to render acts of kindness. People share their problems. That's when you know things are going on and people are sharing deep problems. And I've read so many and I've just felt compassion and I've prayed for them. I've prayed for so many strangers. They're never going to meet me. I'm never going to meet them. But it's the thought that counts. The fact that you remember strangers all the time. And when they share their problems with you, the little you can do is pray for them. So download the YouVersion app, go to the prayers. You see so many prayers from strangers. Try to pray for people. It really goes a long way. Also, don't forget to share your comments, opinions, and views with us on our social media platforms. Our website is www.tickingwithpurpose.com, Instagram, Ticking with Purpose, Facebook, Ticking with Purpose, Twitter, T with Purpose. We're definitely looking forward to hearing from you. And if you also have like other ideas as to how we can render acts of kindness, please share and your experiences as well. Have a great week, guys. See you next month. Ciao.